WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. More progress in the hurricane recovery in western North Carolina. More than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene, Buncombe County officials confirmed that water is beginning to flow again through the city of Asheville's pipes. Vice President Harris is in North Carolina. She visited a hurricane relief center in Raleigh today and has a rally tomorrow in Greenville. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in Plant City in Hillsborough County.
All the major highways and bridges in the Tampa Bay area are open. All commercial airports besides Sarasota, Bradenton are open.
President Biden will visit Florida tomorrow to see folks affected by Hurricane Milton. Former President Trump held a rally tonight in Coachella, California. Gunfire during homecoming celebration events for Tennessee State University leaves one person dead, nine others injured, say Nashville police. Police believe some of those injured may have been involved in the shooting. This is ABC News. Transit systems in more cities are targeting fare evaders to win back riders leery about crime. Cleveland goes against the Yankees for the American League Championship. ABC's Joey Waller.
Guardians win ALDS Game 5 from the upstart Tigers.
Now the 2-2 delivery. A swing and a bouncing ball to Naylor at first. Backs up, long flip to Clause A. Ball game! And for the first time in 8 years, Cleveland is headed to the American League Championship Series.
Guardians radio during their 7-3 win. Lane Thomas, a slam, highlighting a five-run fifth off Detroit ace Tarik Skubal and five total ribbies for him. Cleveland meets the Yankees.
ABC's Joey Waller, a NASA spacecraft, is ready to set sail for Jupiter and its moon, Europa, one of the best bets for finding life beyond Earth. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Five from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
My house is packed with a bunch of girls. Bluetooth Beyonce and Run the World. It's Friday night, no boy. It's about to go down. Get that number for the cab and call it. Somebody pour me a roll rocket. We're gonna blow in with the blow out like a hurricane. Ain't no doubt, ain't passing around our numbers or our names. Gonna break some necks and break some hearts. Paint the town red, disappear in the dark. The only trace we're leaving behind. Our lipstick stains on glasses. Try it, they won't tap and reapply. We're gonna blow in with the blow out.
You ever have that problem? I don't. Brooklyn Blackmore lipstick stains. Indy 45 Radio Show, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. It is Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. By the way, Brooklyn Blackmore is from the east coast of Canada, and she has a brand new single out, I know, called Great Minds Drink Alike. And I see it's nominated for the East Coast Music Association's Fan Choice Video of the Year. That sounds exciting. What is more exciting is when I get my hands on the song, I can play it for you. How's that? Marshall Dane is on the way. JD and Band, they did a great job this past weekend out at Welland Food Fest. I'll tell you more about that event. It was a, it was amazing. A lot of great people out there, a lot of great bands. It was a banger, as the kids say. Again, more details coming this hour on the Indy 45 Radio Show. Phrase Gang is on the way. Tommy Solo's got some brand new music. He is from London, Ontario, Canada. Here is Passengers right here, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are messengers. to the bone, just to be a number. It all comes down to hope and belief. There's answers. It's really hard to cope when there's no more chances. The road that we have traveled has brought you to this place. This is it. Can you feel it? This is what we've been striving for. You have some meaning in life, but can't find the answer. You follow all of the signs, but they lead you nowhere. It's tearing you apart. Can't stay ahead of the game. And when they counted you out is when you made the changes. The road that you have traveled has brought you to this place. This is it. Can you feel it? Because this is what we've been fighting for. This is it. Can you dream it? Because this is what you've been looking for. A future's in front of you. Can you see it?
Formerly of the band Brighton Rock, Greg Fraser and Fraze Gang. This is it. It is Indie 45 Accent Radio right here on Civic Media. It is Shane Christopher Neal, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, the home of Fraze Gang, by the way. And as I always like to say, Wisconsin, you, my friend, are listening to local music just from someplace else. I got some new music coming up for you right now. The Ashley Sisters. And I deal with a radio tracker out in Nashville. Her name is Lauren Tutty. And the Ashley Sisters have just released a brand new single called Everything Changes. Just went to radio. And the track was written by Mario and Lauren Ashley and Heather Holly, Christina Aguilera's co-writer. It was produced by Mario and Lauren. And it was mixed and mastered by Grammy Award winner Evren Gakar, I believe is how you say it. He has mastered albums for Good Charlotte, George Thorogood, Nick Jonas, The Go-Go's, Poison. The list goes on and on. And the Ashley Sisters have gained over 1.1 million streams and amassed over 163,000 subscribers in some top markets in the U.S., Canada, and Australia. I think you're going to like this one. Brand new music. It is the Nashville version of Everything Changes. The Ashley Sisters, right now on Indie 45 Max Inc. Radio, a on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sun is shining on us. I think I'm in love. Mystifying, I just can't get enough of you. Buzzing ticket stops. Music sounds better than love. Take me to your hometown. We can settle down. I could get used to this. Next thing I know, everything changes. Just like that. Everything changes. And that's a fact. You know it, baby. That's the way life goes. Everything changes. That's all I know. We're floating on air. Laissez-faire. Not a cloud in the sky, no end in sight. Fight. Take my advice. You don't have to be right. Put it aside. I could get used to this. Next thing I know, everything changes. Just like that. Everything changes.
Everybody, this is Kelly Hansen from Foreigner, and you are rocking out with Shane Christopher Neal.
Hello, my friend. Again. Stay. Me to the end. I want to play in the sun all damn day. Won't you you
right, the JDM band from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, a song called My Old Friend, right here on Indy 45. Speaking of my friend, my good friend, Tracy Blades, plays bass with J Stone and JDM. And man, did they light it up at Welland Food Fest last weekend. I thought they were amazing. Got some brand new music coming out. And Welland Food Fest was a huge success. 2 days of great live music, great food, some alcohol, some good friends. That's all I can tell you. Thanks to Jay, though, and the boys for showing up. And by the way, this weekend, I believe they are out at Balls Falls playing this weekend. It is the celebration of Canadian Thanksgiving, which this weekend is. Wisconsin, you're going to have to wait a little bit. But in Canada, it's this weekend. So I know they're playing out there. All right, Marshall Dane is on the way coming up next here. And I want to tell you, Marshall is somebody you want to follow because he always puts some great content out on his social media platforms. He's got a great website, marshalldane.com. You can check out the music. You can purchase some music from Marshall. He often stops by BS Live Rocks, the TV show that we do, and offers up some live music and tells us what's going on in his life. But he's going to tell you about what happened last night. Marshall Dane, Indy 45, right here on MaxSync Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nothing we could do about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Could pretend that when I walked you home, I didn't want to come in. And if it was a mistake, well, it sure felt right. But I don't remember everything about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle in. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Skirts on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, and I can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers a moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. About last night, I don't know what it was. Two good friends might have drank too much.
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on MaxSync Radio on Civic Media.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Hey, this is Gary Green from Honeymoon Suite, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Somewhere between love and hope, I can't make up my mind. If I get inside all of your secrets, how many more will I find? I can't deny how I'm feeling. You think it's all in my head. I don't believe love is blind and truth comes out.
Brand new for Honeymoon Suite from the Alive album. It is called Broken. Indie 45 Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. And by the way, you can buy that album. It is called Alive, as I mentioned, at rockpapermerch.com. Very simple. You go to the website, you click on Honeymoon Suite and the album Alive. And to tie it all in, Derry Graham also has a brand new solo album out called Dirty Power, also available at rockpapermerch.com. I personally just purchased that album last week. Still waiting for it. It's only been a couple of days. Highly anticipating it. I will be playing some of those songs right here on the Indy 45 show. Brand new music from my friend Randy Bishop, a.k.a. Tracy Blades. You heard me mention his name earlier. He does play in the band JDM. He teamed up with NT1078, a brand new song called Circuits. It's on the way. And right now, a double play and a brand new song from Andy Colonico from Welland, Ontario, Canada. It's called Hell Yeah, Let's Do This, My Friend. It is the Indy 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Give me a hand. Shower jack, gotta push on through. Standing all night by the fire, let's raise some hell. The bar water's flowing, yeah, the beer stays cold. Down at the pond, you never grow old. Fishing in the dark, come on, let's raise some hell. Says, put me in your coach. Another two fork and chill on the back porch. Cause we're all by the fire raising hell. My friends got me hollering all night long. Cranking our tunes and singing our songs. One for the money, two for the show.
Wild heart girl. cruising around. Maybe we'll park, dim the lights, sing along to our guilty pleasures. There's something about you that's honestly true. So let me pull you closer, let me hold you. She's got me feeling all crazy, 'cause now I wanna make her my whole world. She's a badass queen, a work of art. She's my wild dog girl. Oh, 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 she's my wild dog girl. When I crack that whiskey bottle, she's got me feeling all crazy, 'cause now I wanna make her my whole world. She's a badass queen, a work of art. Oh, she's my wild-card girl. Oh, 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 she's my wild-card girl, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, that is my friend Andy Colonico, Welland, Ontario, Canada. A double shot right there. That is called Wild Card Girl. The one before that was called Hell Yeah, his latest single. By the way, Andy Colonico was a big part of the band Revive the Rose right here in Southern Ontario. They've done very well. They still have the band Revive the Rose. But Andy has kind of went in the direction of writing some country rock songs, as you can probably hear. Doing very well, getting a lot of airplay. Spending some time down in Nashville. He's also playing an event coming up on November the 7th at Big Texas in Niagara. It's going to be an event that I'm going to be hosting, and I'm super proud to be hosting, and I'm going to tell you why and who else is playing on that bill coming up in less than 10 minutes' time, all right? In Theory, World on Fire, right after this one. Brand new for Randy Bishop, a.k.a. Tracy Blades, featuring NT1078. It is called Circuits, premiering right here, right now, on the Indy 45 Radio Show, Max Inc. Radio, and Civic Media.
As we're trying to identify, sink within as it intensifies, kindness and equality, with the sense of our diversity. We're not strangers anymore, firing up in the circuits. Set the radius anymore, not caught in the circuits. We shall stand. Our diversity. We're not strangers anymore, firing off at the circuits. Separators anymore, not part of the circuits. We'll be right back.
All right, that is In Theory, World on Fire, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, Wisconsin. You are listening to local music from someplace else. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. I would appreciate that. Coming up on November the 7th at Big Texas in Niagara Falls right here, a great event called Dreaming Out Loud. We lost our very good friend, Mr. Rick Rose, a great singer-songwriter, very integral part of the Niagara music scene. He passed away this past summer. And there's going to be an event happening November 7th, Big Texas. A number of bands and artists playing. Brian Lund will be there. Martin Murray will be there. Evan Rotella, Angela Siracusa, Andy Kalanico, Aaron Berger. The list goes on and on. It's going to be a special night. You can buy tickets if you are in Niagara. All you have to do is go to Danima.com. Danima.com/tickets. They're $25. There is a Facebook event for it. It's called Dreaming Out Loud, a songwriter's tribute to Rick Rose. It is happening November the 7th at Big Texas in Niagara. I mentioned Evan Rotella is going to be playing there. His dad, David Rotella, has put on this great event. And again, super happy and excited and truly honored to be hosting the event. Here's Evan Rotella, happy to be here. And I'm happy to be there on November the 7th. This is Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some days are clouds, some days feel just like rain. But you wake up in the morning and it's all the same. Some days I thank my lucky stars, some days I'm howling at the moon. No matter what, I go to bed and pray to God that I'm here tomorrow afternoon. But sometimes I complain about the things that gone bad, about the things that I want, about the things I never had. But I never give thanks for the things that I got, for the people around me and the people that are not. I'm happy to be here. I don't wanna get out of bed. There's so many things that I don't wanna do. I'd rather be here instead. I'd rather lay right here alone until the blue sky fades at night. Well, the land is quiet and the sky is dark, but those stars seem so damn bright. So I get out of bed and move on with my day. Forget about the things I gotta do, forget about the things I gotta say. I sing in the mirror, I wash up my face, I tuck in my shirt, and I go on my way. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, just happy to be here. I'm just happy.
Done with this town. As soon as I get my shit together, new shit comes around. So I get into bed and forget everything. Forget about the things that I said. Forget about the things that I did. Man, I miss mom and dad. But Ma used to say, some days the sun is out and shining, some days it falls like rain. I'm happy to be.
I'm happy.
Happy to be here. That is Evan Rotella, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. And Evan Rotella, as mentioned, will be at Big Texas Niagara on November the 7th. Tickets are $25. Dreaming Out Loud, a songwriter's tribute to the great Rick Rose, born and bred here in Southern Ontario, and such an impact on the Niagara music scene. Again, November 7th, you buy tickets at danima.com. Visit my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com, for more information and some interviews that I've done. And I'm going to leave you with this one, my good friend Rob Fitzgerald. It's his latest, The Man My Daddy Made. It is Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Cheers, my friend.
I'm a restless soul, everybody knows. I got 24 things always on the go. Kids that I provide. It's in my blood to get them through the mud and be there to pave the way. So I knuckle down to make a buck. I'm dependable like an old Ford truck. My integrity means every little thing. When I run hard to chase a dream and never quit, and that's a guarantee.
Green.
green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.